All right, as promised, we are joined right now, and this story is incredible. This is an amazing story. We are joined by a guest who was undrafted in 2016 out of Louisville, two seasons in the G League. He signed a two-way contract with Golden State earlier this month, and he joins us now to tell a story. Damian Lee is my guest. Damian, it's great to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jim. I'm doing great out here, living in the Bay right now, so we're just taking it day by day.
Yeah, man, I hear that. I hear that, Damian. When I look at your background and your story and your journey, you could not take it any other way but day by day. I think to fully appreciate where you are right now, maybe you can help me tell this story. If you go back a little bit, you were playing your college ball at Drexel. You're in your junior year. Back in 2013, you're playing Arizona, one of the best teams in the country, in Madison Square Garden. What do you remember about that game?
The morning of that game felt a little bit different. Just something felt weird. I mean, of course, it could have been just playing the number one team in the nation. Fast forwarding down to the game, now I remember they had Aaron Gordon, TJ McConnell, Brandon Ashley, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. I mean, they were loaded. And, with 10 minutes left into the game, I try to make a move on TJ, make a jump stop, and then next thing I know, I feel a snap and I hear a snap.
So you make that move to the basket, and you feel that, you hear a snap, and then this is bad news. Right up until that point, you had never had surgery before, and then you get word, Damian, that you're done for the season with an ACL injury in the right knee. So since you had never been through something like that, what was it like to hear that news, and were you worried that you might not ever be the same again?
Yeah, definitely worried that I probably wouldn't be the same again. You know, hearing, you know, other people that have torn their ACL, just the whole mixed emotions, thinking, will I ever be back to who I was? Will I ever be better? There was a lot of things going through my mind, but, you know, once I finally went through surgery and settled down, my mom really stuck by me and told me just to keep pushing every single day and I'll be even better than I was before.
Damian Lee, my guest, which is exactly what you did, right? You battle all the way back, and then you do the rehab, and then in 2015, you're playing Northeastern, and then somebody hits your hand when you go up for a layup. You kept on playing. You had 30 in that game, but your hand was still bothering you. So then what happened?
Yeah, so it was about 5 minutes into that game. My hand got hit. I'm still playing. Hand gets a little swollen at halftime. You know, I told my trainer just to buddy tape my fingers together, and I wasn't going to come out the game. After the game, hand still bothering me, it's swollen. We end up going to the hospital and then coming to find out that I had an oblique fracture in my hand, in my shooting hand.
I said, Damian, now you've worked your way back from an ACL injury, and then you break your shooting hand, and now you're going to have to work your way back from that as well. So how did you deal with that mentally and emotionally after already coming back from a significant injury?
I think the hand injury actually wasn't that bad because I could still walk. Tearing your ACL, you're on crutches for 6-8 weeks. So I think the hand injury really wasn't that bad. I feel like it actually helped me because I did everything with my left hand for those 2-3 months. So then my left hand actually got a little bit better going into the summer.
All right, so then you deal with that. So now you're in your final year of eligibility, and you transfer to Louisville. So what was that decision-making process like, and what made you choose Louisville?
It was tough. I probably could have stayed at Drexel and tried to, you know, make a run at going to the NCAA tournament, but I feel like I tapped out my potential there. All my friends, close friends growing up, all played in the ACC, Big East, Pac-12. So for me to finally have that opportunity, really, I definitely want to take full advantage of it. And, going to Louisville, playing in front of 22,000 fans, you know, despite what happened, I still say this to this day, you know, I wouldn't give that year up for anything. Playing in front of those fans and playing with a couple people like Ray Spall and Donovan Mitchell that I'm sure that other fans know about.
Golden State Warrior Damian Lee, my guest. All right, like you said, like you're not giving that year up for anything despite what happened, which we can get into. But also keep in mind, February of 2016, I mean, you'd beaten UNC, who was the number one team in the country, but then at that point you find out that the school was going to self-impose a postseason ban. I mean, you went through all this physically, and then you hear that. When you found that out, what went through your mind? What did you think?
I was hurt, honestly. you know, just going through everything, finally having that chance to be able to play in the tournament. You know, thinking that we were probably going to get a 3 seed, maybe 4 seed in the NCAA tournament, and anything could happen. Definitely hurt, but, you know, everything happens for a reason, and you know, I can't complain about what happened now.
Damian Lee, my guest. I mean, Damian, that we're not through this story yet. There's even more still to come. So then you go undrafted. You go to training camp with the Celtics. You sign with their D-League team, the Maine Red Claws. What were your first impressions of the D-League?
Definitely a grit and grind type of situation. I feel like when you play in the D-League, there's, like, no respect because everyone wants to try to make it to the NBA. It's basically dog-eat-dog. Every day, night in, night out, whether it's assignment guys are down or guys are just trying to find their niche in the D-League to try to get a call-up. Everybody's really trying to play for a 10-day.
All right, so then finally, you're there, right? You're doing it. You're doing your thing. You're grinding. But then December 2016, a couple of days before Christmas, you tear the ACL in your left knee. So now you've torn both ACLs. You've broken your shooting hand. I mean, emotionally, Damian, where are you at that point? And are you starting to wonder, like, man, maybe it's just not meant to be?
I'm not going to lie. Some of those thoughts did cross my mind early in tearing my left ACL. But the crazy part about that was I only partially tore it. So the ACL has two bundles and only one snap. And regardless of whether you partially tear it or fully tear it, you have to go through the same surgery again. So for me, you know, I knew what I went through the first time. I knew that I came back even better. And this time, you know, not only did I have the support of my mom and my close friends, but I had the support of the woman who's now my fiance. So, you know, just having people that really believe in me and trusted in me and know that I could become even better, I think that made that whole process even easier.
So you have this amazing support group. You go through the grind once again. And then in March of this year, and you went through that whole rehab process again, you're in a hotel in Dallas. You get a call in March of this year from your agent. What did he say in that call?
He said, "Damian, get up." And I was like, why? It's like 9:30 in the morning, Dallas time, and we're about to have practice or shoot around at like 11. He's like, "Damian, get up." And I'm like, why? He's like, I need you. I was like, all right, like, what's up? He said, "I need you to get on a flight to Atlanta right now. You finally got your 10-day.
So you get this phone call, and after everything you've gone through, the broken hand, the two ACLs, the D-League, you get a phone call that you're going to sign a 10-day contract with an NBA team, that, like, the dream is about to become a reality. What's going through your mind at that point?
Everything, really. You know, just thinking back of the last 5 years, how my life's been and how my story is sort of being molded. But I think still, like, the crazy part about it is, like, it hasn't fully hit me that I've played in the NBA. I've mentally envisioned it for, like, so long, that I am an NBA player, and then being in that moment playing against, you know, NBA superstars night in and night out, really, I don't think it's really set in yet, because I've mentally prepared myself for this moment.
Damian Lee, my guest, I got to ask you, so you mentioned your mother a couple of times, that she had been there for you, she'd help you through this whole thing, she kept pushing you. As you point out, you barely had time. Your agent makes that phone call, you got to get to Atlanta as quickly as possible. There was not a lot of time, but you had enough time to call your mother. What was that call like?
Yeah, I called my mom. She was at work. She's a registered nurse. And I think she kind of had an idea about it, but I still, you know, called her and told her. And she immediately started crying. And that was a very, very special moment, because, you know, her especially, just knowing everything that I've been through, her raising me basically by herself with help of, you know, my aunt and grandparents. Really just her having that, I think me getting that call up was a testament to how women can raise men.
Damian Lee joining us. So you get in, and you're living the dream. You're playing in the NBA. You have 13 points, 4 rebounds in that game. Was there a moment, I mean, was the whole thing, like, surreal, or was there a moment like, yeah, man, I belong. I proved it. Now everybody knows.
Definitely. Just, you know, having that assurance from, like, your peers, like guys like, you know, PG, Westbrook and Melo, even, you know, throughout the game, like, who are you, like, where'd you come from? And then a guy like Melo, you know, being from Baltimore, as well. I actually played for his AAU team when I was younger, and I mentioned that to him during the game. He was like, I remember you. He was like, man, you belong here. So, you know, just keep on pushing.
Dude, that's got to feel so good. Damian Lee, my guest. So finally, earlier this month, you signed a two-way contract with the Golden State Warriors. So now you not only have a chance to play in the NBA, but to do it for the two-time defending champions and to play alongside your future brother-in-law, Steph Curry. So what does that opportunity represent to you?
It's huge. I mean, for me, just thinking about, you know, the past year playing with Santa Cruz Warriors, playing with you know, the G League team, really think it's all coming full circle. So I'm just excited for the opportunity. I feel like my playing style fits in with the Golden State Warriors. So really just excited to come in and just play and, you know, contribute as well as I can.
Yeah, I just got to finally ask you this. I mean, as I mentioned, your story, your journey is amazing. It's almost impossible even to tell in one segment on this show. But you're taking this all in stride. I mean, the path to this moment might not have been what you expected. It might not have been what you wanted. But when you look back on all the challenges that you faced, dealt with, and overcome, what kind of thoughts do you have?
I mean, my first thought is that God is real. I mean, I feel like there's no other way that my story could have been written for everything to line up the way that it has been. From, you know, getting injured to even transferring from Drexel to Louisville, picking my agent, coming out here to Oakland, meeting my girlfriend then, who's not my fiance, you know, playing out here in Santa Cruz, getting called up by the Hawks, just the way that everything has been lined up shows me that God is real and that he has a plan, not only for me, but for everyone. And it's just a matter of if you heed to it or not. If, you know, you stay diligent, stay true to who you are and just continue to grind. I mean, I feel like he'll bless you tenfold.
What a powerful message that is. Damian Lee, my guest, he signed that two-way contract with Golden State earlier this month, and it's been an amazing journey to be sure. Damian, really nice to have you on the show. Nice to meet you. Nice to have you. And stay on that grind. I know you will, and I'll look forward to talking to you again.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Damian, very much. Nice to have you on the show, and thanks for sharing that story. As I mentioned, that's an almost impossible story to tell. That's got podcasts written all over it. It needs that kind of legs and room, but that's a really good dude. And like you said, stay on the grind, stay diligent.